Some McLean County residents with disabilities are doing more than simply fighting to live independently. They are finding their voice to help others overcome the same challenges they face. GLT's Eric Stock introduces us to McLean County advocates who are putting the able in disabled.
Rob Ballantini of Bloomington was undergoing neck surgery following a car accident when doctors discovered at age 30 he had Parkinson's disease, stage 4. That's the stage in which sufferers typically have to give up independence. He did give up a job he loved as a cook at a Bloomington restaurant.
It was a passion, you know. My mother always said I got my cooking skills from her side of the family because her dad was a cook.
That was 24 years ago. Ballantini has since married and divorced twice. 8 years ago, he became wheelchair-bound after his Parkinson's advanced to stage 5. Then he noticed a new layer of challenges as he tried to navigate the sidewalks near his apartment at Phoenix Towers, a low-income housing project in downtown Bloomington.
This is very dangerous, not only for myself, but for anybody.
Ballantini led a tour of sidewalks he traverses regularly, including one on Center Street, north of downtown.
How deep an indentation would you say that is?
That's probably about maybe 3 inches, 4 inches in depth, and about, like I said, about 4 feet wide, and probably about roughly 8 inches to 12 inches broken up there.
And what would happen if you tried to ride over that?
I don't ride over it because it's just too bad. You know, I could do some damage to my chair with the wheels or whatever case is. But when I come to this point, I always go in the grass because of the fact I don't want to damage my chair.
Ballantini says he never planned to become an advocate, but grew into the idea. He says he's held multiple meetings with Ward 6 Bloomington Alderman Karen Schmidt and several other city officials. He says the city has since made considerable improvements to sidewalks and plans to do more work in the spring. He's also expressed concern to city officials that many downtown businesses are not wheelchair accessible. He recalled at one downtown bar, employees had to lift his chair just to get through the door.
That's not something I asked for. And because I asked them, I said, you guys need to be ABA compliant.
Bloomington City Manager Tim Gleason says the city has improved accessibility in recent years. However, it can do much more.
It's a conversation that we're very much interested in. I think there's a story to tell when we talk about sidewalk improvements and ADA accessibility, that the city is doing far more than I think what people realized, which is not suggesting that we're satisfied with how much we're doing.
Gleason notes the city has also made curb cuts at several intersections so wheelchairs can cross. Rob Ballantini says he's also working to bring a Parkinson's walk to Bloomington Normal as a fundraiser for the Michael J. Fox Foundation. The Bloomington-based Life Center for Independent Living has twice honored Ballantini as its Advocate of the Year. Ballantini says he never sought the recognition. He was just doing what he felt needed to be done. He acknowledges he knew next to nothing about Parkinson's disease when he was first diagnosed, other than Michael J. Fox and the now late Muhammad Ali had it. Since then, he's learned so much more about it, and most importantly, he says, learned to live and thrive with the illness.
When I found out I had Parkinson's, you know, almost 24 years ago, my motto at that time was, I'm not going to let it defeat me, but I was going to defeat it. And almost 24 years later, here I am.
Rose Cook of Bloomington says she doesn't understand how she is still here. Years after the Army veteran came home from Saudi Arabia, where she helped clean up efforts following the first Gulf War, she fell in her home. Doctors rushed her to the hospital and determined she suffered a brain aneurysm.
They still don't know why it happened, because in all reality, I should be dead. Because when I first came home from the hospital, I couldn't walk, talk, eat, or see.
After years of surgeries and rehab, Cook has regained all of those capabilities, though she still doesn't recall what happened.
I really don't remember. There's like a year before it and a year after it. It's like a blank. I don't remember. I don't even remember being pregnant with my youngest daughter.
Cook is no longer able to drive, but says there's one important feature she still has.
A vehicle, no, but people crazy, yes. Hey, I haven't lost my sense of humor through all this.
On Thursday's Sound Ideas, we'll hear from a disability rights advocate who will explain how some businesses are trying to skirt ADA compliance.